I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yes, it is, and a very good morning to you wherever you are. Time right now is 6:01. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Call 888-98-TWINS, morning after show. Sponsored by, as you heard, it's CGR Wholesale, Roofing and Siding Supply Center, and Workers' Rights Law Group, treated unfairly at work. Call 83-DIAL-KYLE. A very good morning to you. The big story in Steelerville, Mike Tomlin.
Just thought we needed a spark, man. We didn't do much in the first half. Not enough offensively, and, you know, thought he could provide a spark for us.
You expect that decision to stick into next week?
You know, I'm not going to talk extended as we sit here. We did what we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win this game, and we'll do it again. But I like to just keep it where we are in terms of what transpired here today. We'll deal with next week.
How would you evaluate Kenny's performance?
I thought he did some good things. I thought, you know, there was some energy there. We scored some touchdowns, but obviously – we also turned the ball over.
10-6 at halftime. It wasn't enough. It ends up 24-20. Steelers lose to the Jets, but it does spawn the Kenny Pickett era. And, guys, there's going to be wide-swathing opinion on all of this. Wow, Kenny Pickett, this was fantastic. Oh, Kenny Pickett. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you where I am. I'm okay to sit here and say I haven't seen enough to draw an opinion on Kenny Pickett. That's my opinion. I've got to see more. There are going to be people, especially I think today you'll hear on this station, from 2 until 6, that take a gigantic, a huge, a momentous positive out of yesterday's game. I just don't think all the precincts have reported on Kenny Pickett. That's my opinion. I need to see a lot more to come to sort of any conclusion.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, there has to be a development piece here where we kind of see the body of work, as probably Mike Tomlin would say. But I took three things away from the Kenny Pickett entrance of yesterday. One, what he did for the team and what he did for the stadium. You know, the spark that everybody's talking about. Yeah, that happened. The team looked different. They looked like they had some more juice. Two, Kenny Pickett did give guys a lot of chances. That's something that we haven't really saw, you know, thus far in the season. He was giving his playmakers chances. And, you know, I mean, three, we didn't hear from Matt. We didn't hear anybody say Matt Canada after the game. That changed a little bit, too. I think that if Kenny would have somehow won this game, Matt Canada would have had, a little bit of an easier.
He would have gained some breathing room. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Because I don't think there were any great schematic changes between the first half and the second half with the insertion of Kenny Pickett. What I took away from it, guys, was just, in a word, decisiveness. Mitch Trubisky played the first 3.5 games of this year as the Steelers starting quarterback with a great amount of trepidation, with a great amount of fear. We've talked about that. He had opportunities to make plays. Sometimes he would take advantage of them. You think back to overtime in Cincy and hitting Freiermuth in the middle of the field to set up the game-winning field goal. Other times he would not take advantage of those opportunities. He would not take those shots. Kenny Pickett, if nothing else, is going to be aggressive and decisive is what I've gathered, at least from one half of football. We'll see how that develops after he's made a few mistakes. And those will happen with a rookie quarterback, but at the very least, he was more decisive and aggressive, I thought, than Mitch Trubisky.
I don't think that he looked overwhelmed by the moment either, and he said after the game that Mike Tomlin did not talk to him this week about going in. He had a great answer, Kenny Pickett did, about that back shoulder throw to George Pickens, where he said he went to the line, he adjusted the protection. He knew he had a backside blocker, I believe, in Jaylen Warren, who was going to be able to pick up the blitz, and he knew he had one-on-one coverage, three-step drop, and he could put the ball in a position for George Pickens to go up and get it. I thought it showed maturity and understanding of the offense and understanding of who his playmaker was. So I didn't think the moment was too big for Kenny, which to me is a huge positive.
No, it definitely wasn't too big. A tale of two moments, though, in Kenny Pickett's very early career, right in the first drive.
Tom is aggressive, but evidently Tomlin likes his chances.
Pickett gonna keep it and get the first down.
And then
Pickett from the shotgun. looking, throwing, deep, has a man open. It is intercepted by Jordan Whitehead.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Join us on that. Call us 412-928-9370 today or text on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. One honest-to-goodness question I think the Pittsburgh Steelers need to answer about the quarterback position in the remainder of the season is this. And by the way, you can't go back to Mitch. I mean, the way the stadium reacted, the way the stadium was, the way that this football team is now, it is Kenny Pickett's football team. There is no question. Mitch Trubisky, nice as can be, great guy. He just can't be the quarterback of this team. But the one honest-to-goodness question about the Steelers that needs to be answered is this. That was just the Jets yesterday. Let's not make it too much. The organization, is Kenny Pickett good, or is he just better than Mitch Trubisky? The organizational hope is the former, but there's a chance it's just the latter. That needs to be all sorted out somewhat between now and the bye, and for sure between now and the end of the season. Is Mitch Trubisky good against the rest of the league whenever you look at quarterbacks, or is he just better than Mitch Trubisky? That's a big question right now, and I know it's uncomfortable, and I know people don't want to face that this morning because a lot of people are caught up in the Kenny Pickett euphoria, but you can't just measure him against Mitch Trubisky. You got to measure him against the rest of the league.
Well, if you measure him against Mitch Trubisky right now, I think you're in a good spot. You have a guy who has played a half of a football. If he is better than Mitch Trubisky in a lot of people's eyes, I think that that has a lot of room to expand and get better.
Well,
I
mean, he definitely is better than Mitch Trubisky, yeah. But is that good enough moving forward?
I think with what he brings, even the intangibles outside of playing the quarterback position. You know, you heard him after the game saying, I have an edge when I play. You didn't see that from Mitch. You could tell that the players responded from that. Little things like that can actually will yourself and will your teammates to want to do things and try to win games and produce.
Well, yeah, but they still lost to the Jets.
Yes, right. They did.
And that's what the next 13 weeks are about.
Right.
14 weeks if you want to include the bye week. That's what the rest of the season is about. What is Kenny Pickett? Is Kenny Pickett the guy who comes on in relief, gives you a little spark against the Jets, and at least for a while stakes you to a lead and gives the offense maybe a little bit of confidence, right? The confidence the entire offense has been lacking under Trubisky? Or is Kenny Pickett really that dude that you drafted in the first round because he's a first round talent and there's no question about it, and at the end of the year you're going, okay, yeah, this is a guy I can count on to compete in division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and Deshaun Watson? Or is he just another guy, perhaps even another Mitch Trubisky, but with, you know, a little bit more mobility or a little bit more electricity because he's the young rookie? Colin's right. That's what the rest of this season is about, is finding out what Kenny Pickett is.
I think it's a great question, Colin, and my untrained eyes, I mean, I just think the kid's got it. I thought so in the preseason. I thought one of his successes at Pitt, or what helped lead to success at Pitt, was because he would hold on to the ball and try to make plays. So I was worried about whether or not he could be decisive and get rid of the ball quickly. He was in the preseason. He did get rid of the ball quickly in the preseason, and he did so in this game. It showed me an awful lot when he took a Mack truck in the face,
yeah.
Delivers a football to Pat Freiermuth, gets up and talks mad junk on the guy. I think he's got it. Does that translate to putting up points, yards, and wins? We'll have to see.
Well, I arrive at this, that it's okay for the jury to still be out.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people want to make definitive statements after we saw Kenny Pickett play 30 minutes of NFL football. And the jury, for me, is still out. And it's not good for the sports talk business. You walk in today and you have to say, this guy's great. He's going to lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to 2 Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Or this guy, he doesn't have it. I want to see this play out. The other thing, too, that I walk away from this football game watching, and I watch, and look, there were times Zach Wilson looked like Fran Tarkenton. He's running around. He's escaping his life. Mitch Trubisky definitely ain't it. Kenny Pickett is a work in progress. What is glaringly obvious to me, then I got home and I watched Aaron Rodgers make a couple throws that were like, holy heck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Obvious to me is this. There's about 6 people on this planet all the time. And it's gone this way since about 1970. About 6 people on this planet at any one time who are really great at quarterback, right? And sometimes it deviates here and there. Maybe it's about 5, maybe it's about 7 or so, but it's generally about 6. And then there is a gigantic drop-off. And for about 8 to 11 years or so, one of those guys was wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform. And before that, in the 70s, one of those guys was wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform. And now, whenever you don't have one of those 6 guys, everybody else is just kind of bunched all together. But after that 6th or 7th guy in the National Football League, it's not just a gradual drop. It's like, whoom, off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Off a cliff. And if you don't have one of those quarterbacks, everybody's really
searching. You're chasing it. You're chasing it.
Yeah, you are. And those 6 or 7 guys that you speak about, Colin, those are guys you look at like, that guy will win us a game. Like, we could count on him. Like, he will win the game for
you. Rodgers last night when you got home and watched that.
Will win the game for you. That is the difference. Those other guys on the lower side of that, on the other side, is like, can he win us the game?
And that's, again, to Colin's point here, as the jury is out for the rest of the year, and I mentioned this is what we'll learn about Kenny Pickett, is he a guy who can drag them kicking and screaming on a day where maybe their defense gives up 2 11 play drives in the second half, or maybe gets stomped on for 6.5 minutes late in a game, will drag the team to victory despite that?
Right.
Or is he going to be that guy who they have to have a great effort from the defense every week to be in the game?
Exactly.
Is he one of those half dozen, 6 to 10,
really
good, great quarterbacks?
Weren't those guys? I mean, they had the steel curtain, obviously. They had great defenses.
Right.
But there were times in the games when those two guys played where you said, all right, things aren't going your way on the other side of the ball, I'm still going to figure out a way to win this game. But
exactly.
Again, at any one time in the NFL throughout history, especially since they really started throwing the ball, there's only a half dozen of those guys.
Yeah, and I think what it really is are you an eraser? Because teams are going to make mistakes, and if you have one of those guys, they're an ultimate eraser. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you make, because they're going to get the job done. People like to say that the New England Patriots under Bill Belichick for so long didn't make mistakes. That's not true. They gave up that 66-yard pass to Juju Smith-Schuster in the game where the catch didn't happen on the goal line, and that's a huge mistake. But you win the game because you've got Tom Brady. Can Kenny Pickett one day be the eraser? That's what you need.
Yes, I agree with that. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, baseball card, Castle and Cranberry. Check out everything that we're doing on our show and their show, 937thefan.com. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Real quick before we get money, guys. Pardon me. The Steelers have Buffalo, they have Tampa, they have Miami, and Philly during the break, or before the break. 4 games before the bye. How many games do they win?
I'm going to go 1.
Yeah, if they win 1, I'll be satisfied, but I expect they go 0-4.
I expect they go 0-4, Crowley.
0.
Oh, man. I hate it that that's the case, but I just don't see a way without T.J. Watt. I don't see a way without the defense playing well. No matter what the offense does, they can win this.
But to loop back onto our original point, Colin, if they do steal one in here, especially if it's because of Kenny Pickett, then you'll start to see maybe some of what you're hopeful of seeing from a guy that you draft in the first round. If they steal one against Tampa because they haven't been able to figure things out the last few weeks, if for whatever reason against Miami, you go in there and there's no Tua maybe, but Kenny balls out. If you get one win out of these next 4 and it's because of Kenny Pickett, then you feel a whole lot better going into that bye week and setting things up for what, again, is a 13 to 14 week evaluation period.
I guess I'm just different. I feel okay about Kenny Pickett. I don't feel like it was I can't definitively say yesterday was the beginning of a superstar career like so many sort of want to. It was the offense moved at a different pace. Definitely, undeniably, he has a buzz about him. But I just don't know if I'm ready to say this guy's going to lead the Steelers to great fortunes.
Yeah, it's too early to tell.
I don't think anybody can say that with certainty.
I mean, I'm, you know, most biased probably person here in Pittsburgh besides Pony, but no, I just feel okay. I mean, there's still a lot to figure out. I want to see him in a whole game scenario. I want to see him, you know, against a Buffalo team that's actually pretty good, who can fight back in games. Like, if he does stuff in that game, if he does stuff next week and shows some intangibles, then it's like, all right, we're moving at the right pace.
Yeah, I think there's a better way to go ahead and evaluate him if you talk around Halloween time. And you know, after these four games, I think is a good time for evaluation. So much more to get into. Get Money, the five. We hear from Kenny Pickett this hour. Our Twitter poll as well. Pardon me, and we'll intersperse your calls. Fan Morning Show, presented by...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.